From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama holds wide-ranging talks with China's President Xi Jinping. At an afternoon news conference at the White House, Mr. Obama said that he and his Chinese counterpart had agreed that neither country's government will conduct or knowingly support cyber theft.
We've agreed that neither the U.S. or the Chinese government will conduct or knowingly support cyber-enabled theft of intellectual property, including trade secrets or other confidential business information for commercial advantage.
The two men also discussed human rights, climate change, and China's controversial territorial claims over islands in the South China Sea. The U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China has strongly denied those allegations. The Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, has announced his resignation from Congress, saying he will give up his seat at the end of October. The Ohio Republican said that he had planned to leave the speakership by the end of this year anyway, but that he moved up his timetable as unrest among conservatives threatened the House.
It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
The intense fight between the Republican Party's establishment leadership and hardcore conservatives has repeatedly threatened Boehner's speakership and split the GOP caucus. Right-wing members have challenged Boehner on everything from federal spending to anti-abortion fights. At the White House, President Obama praised Boehner, saying that he's a patriot who cares deeply about the country. This is VOA News. Pope Francis exhorted presidents and prime ministers to show leadership in combating climate change and poverty and to protect refugees from conflicts. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly, the 78-year-old pontiff said the misuse and destruction of the environment is tied to what he called the relentless process of economic and social exclusion of disadvantaged members of society. From the United Nations, Francis traveled to the National September 11th Memorial, the site where the World Trade Center once stood. At an interfaith meditation service, the pontiff prayed for peace for all victims of the September 11th, 2001 attacks and for healing for the family members and friends they left behind. The Pope also visited a Roman Catholic elementary school in East Harlem, a neighborhood with a large Hispanic and Black population. Later, the pontiff will celebrate Mass before 20,000 people at New York's Madison Square Garden. Croatia has lifted restrictions on the main border crossing with Serbia Friday, ending a week of friction prompted by the flow of thousands of migrants across their common border. Speaking in Belgrade, a visiting European Union commissioner, Johannes Hahn, said the migrant crisis is a global problem that can be resolved only through the joint engagement of all European countries.
It's not the way to build in Europe new borders, new fences. This is not how Europe works.
About 60,000 people escaping war and poverty in the Middle East and Africa have entered Croatia in recent days from its eastern neighbor, according to official figures released on Friday. Iran is demanding a thorough investigation by Saudi Arabia and help for Iranian pilgrims affected by a stampede that killed at least 717 people near Mecca. Mass demonstrations broke out across Iran Friday, with protesters denouncing Saudi Arabia's handling of the catastrophic accident in the midst of Thursday's annual gathering of devout Muslims. Authorities in Iran said at least 131 Iranian nationals died in the crush during the Hajj in Mina on the outskirts of Mecca. Saudi Arabia's King Salman has ordered a review of annual Hajj pilgrimage procedures and expressed his deep condolences for the victims. On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Standard & Poor's 500 index fell less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq lost 1%, erasing a 1.1% rise. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained nearly 0.7%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.